Even if your dad from here on earth isn't around, you can still count on your heavenly father. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. I'm a dad, I have a preschooler and a baby, and even though some days are really, really hard, I would not want to be in some other timeline where I'm not their dad. I love my kids, and I plan to be there for them for the rest of my life. But maybe that wasn't true or even possible for your dad, and you've grown up without a father in your life. I'm sorry for that if that's you. But if you're a Christian, I've got good news for you, because you have a perfect father in heaven. That's what today's story is about. It's called Father to the Fatherless by Holland Webb. What do marshmallows and missing dads have to do with each other? In one study in the 1970s, researchers asked a group of preschoolers if they wanted one marshmallow right then or two marshmallows a few minutes later. Some kids snatched one marshmallow right away, and others waited so that they could have two. As they grew up, the kids who waited for two marshmallows generally made better life choices than those who ate one right away. And researchers found a pattern. Children who ate their marshmallows right away and later made poorer decisions in life very often had a more unstable home life, and many did not have a dad at home. If you don't have a dad at home, you may be thinking, I make wise decisions all the time, thank you very much. I know, I get it. That study irritates me too, because I grew up without a dad, and I'd like to think of myself as wise. But the scary truth is, as an adult, I might make wiser, stronger choices if I'd had a dad at home when I was a kid. But the good news is, God is faithful, and He wants to be our Father. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can have a restored relationship with God. That means we have full access to our Heavenly Father's love and wisdom. In the Bible, lots of people didn't have an earthly father, such as Esther and Joash. A cousin raised Esther, and God chose her to become queen of a pagan nation and save her people from slaughter. An aunt raised Joash, and God raised him to power as the youngest king of Judah ever, even enabling Joash to throw off the yoke of a tyrant. While Esther and Joash may have lacked an earthly father's guidance, God worked through them in situations that required His extraordinary wisdom. You can read their stories in the book of Esther and in 2 Chronicles 22 through 24. While having a father on earth can be a tremendous blessing, having a heavenly father is an even better one. Through Jesus, we can enjoy the love and guidance of a father whose wisdom is available to all who ask, even to those who prefer their marshmallows now. All right, let's think about this for a second. Why does everyone, whether they have an earthly father or not, need Jesus in order to make truly wise decisions? Read about it in Proverbs 2, verse 6, and Romans 3, verses 10 to 24. Even though earthly fathers are imperfect, every believer in Jesus will always have a perfect heavenly father. Does it comfort you to think of God as your father? Why or why not? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 68, verse 5, a father to the fatherless is God in His holy dwelling. And dig into your Bible for yourself and read Psalm 10, 14, Romans 8, 14 through 23, and Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you're missing your dad or maybe another family member, we want to be there for you. You can always let us know what's happening in your life, and we will pray for you. Send us a message on how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It just might throw out your old ideas about what the Bible is and help you understand what God made it to be. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.